At 4:05 on KMOX DGS on a Tuesday, Dave is out and on vacation, by the way, not sick or anything. He's on vacation in Colorado. He'll be back on Monday. The rest of the gang is here. Quick reminder, no Cardinals game tonight. It's been postponed until tomorrow. They made the call, I think, early this afternoon that it wasn't worth dealing with all the rain. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, Ronge and Amy had somebody on from AccuWeather who said the rain would end probably around game time. And then Dave Murray told us the same thing. It's probably going to be ending right around game time and all of that. But it doesn't mean that the field is as playable as they would like it to be. It doesn't mean that it won't last and linger and hang around and cause problems, and teams hate rain delays more than they hate doubleheaders. So they chose the split doubleheader tomorrow, 12:45 for game one and then 6:45 for game two. Skip Weber is in.
Hello.
Hello, Skip. How are you?
I'm well.
You doing all right? Dealing with the rain?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I've been soaking wet all day. Every time I get out, I've had to do a bunch of different things. I've been moving around, and every time I have to leave my truck, it's pouring down rain, and I have not had a chance to dry off. But you know,
you look all right. You look dry.
I'm still a little deep. But the other thing about it, you know, we had that huge concert on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And that, they do a great job with that, but it has had some rain since then. It wouldn't surprise me if they said, you know what, without any time to dry off after they pull those white panels off the field.
It was Journey and Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah.
You did. How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was better?
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the original crew, so.
Right.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
I hear that the singer for Journey, I don't know his name, the replacement for Steve Perry, is very good, but slightly different.
Yeah. It's the third replacement I've seen.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I think I've seen, you know, he left after, what, 85?
Right. It's been a long time.
I think they've done it. But they still sound good, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've actually seen iterations of Journey many times, but not so with Def Leppard. They're the original crew. So
yeah,
that's good.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time. I didn't get a chance to go. I'm coaching this time of year. So my concert season will start in 2 weeks. That's when our season ends for baseball. Right. And then I get to start going to shows and making actual plans, because you can never plan. On the weekends when you have tournaments,
right.
You could play 5 games, you could play 3 games. Yeah. It all depends on how many games you win. So it's definitely chaos. So I'll be getting into my concert season here in a little bit. And by the way, you're free to join me for some of the metal concerts. You want to go out and hang, let me know.
All right. I like some of it. I'm getting a little old to go to too many of the headbangers, you know. I've already got enough ringing in my ears from growing up, you know, going to all the shows, but yeah.
Good times. All right, well, I'll let you know. I'll keep you on the list. All right, we have a really cool Sweet 16 today. Was it Andrew, or was it you, Rach? Which one? Did somebody come up with this today?
This was a Rachel special.
This is a great one. Things that you hated as a kid, but now you love as an adult. And this is going to be wide range. I think we're going to have suggestions all over the board, because I immediately thought of things that are not even close to being related.
Right. Yeah. I've got 5 diverse things.
All right. Deal. Great. You go first.
So the first thing I thought of was a bunch of different foods. I think that's the obvious one, because your taste buds change.
Yeah, yeah.
So I only put down one food, though, because there's one that stands out to me, because I hated this when I was little. And I'll be honest with you, I was probably 50. By the time I realized, because I said never try it again.
Okay.
I did disliked it so much when I was little, and while I was traveling once, I started trying these, you know, every place we went, every restaurant would put these out for us to eat while we're waiting, and I'd just start trying. I said, man, I like these things, and that is olives.
Oh. Really?
I didn't like olives at all, and I love them now. I mean, you put out a bowl of olives as a snack, and I'll eat them all.
Nice.
I've not
come around on that yet. I'm 52. I haven't come around on it yet.
Have you tried them lately?
No, I haven't.
That's what I'm saying. I was like 50 years old when I tried them, and I go.
I do tolerate them better when they're in other things, though.
But I think I eat so many things with olive oil in it that probably got my taste buds going.
And
so
we use olive oil every day. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll bet you if you popped in an olive, you might like it.
I bet that's a popular choice too. Andrew, what do you got? You're not even that old. What do you got?
Egg.
What?
What?
Egg.
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 Eggs?
Egg.
You didn't like eggs when you were a kid?
I hated eggs. I hated them more than anything.
Really?
I thought they stunk. I thought they looked weird. I thought it was creepy that they were the baby of a chicken.
It's not round.
Baby.
It's
that's not what they were.
Round.
But yeah.
They're like, They won't roll.
Yeah. So now you're a normal adult. You like eggs.
I love eggs. Eggs are one of my favorite foods. Now.
Yeah, they are phenomenal.
I ate eggs for breakfast, if you can believe it.
There we go. All right, that's a good one. I didn't expect it, but that's a good
one. That's
I can see though how a kid would be freaked out because, like, even like a fried egg, I can see if, especially if it's a little runny when you're a little kid, you're like, ew.
And I just didn't like the taste either. I mean, I tried them and I was like, ew, these are nasty.
All right.
I'm going to go with taking naps or sleeping in general.
Oh, that was my first draft pick.
That's a great one.
When you're a kid, there's nothing worse than bedtime. I don't want to go to bed now. Bedtime's like, let's go.
Can I go to bed?
Yeah, can I go to bed early?
or the Sunday afternoon when a lazy Sunday afternoon, you don't have any yard work or it's winter or whatever, and you said, I'm just going to lay in the couch and watch a movie or watch a ball game, and it won't bother me at all if I drift off to sleep. And you almost hope you do.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's great.
Absolutely. All right, mine's kind of tied to that. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, the thought of doing nothing all day, it's kind of what you're just talking about.
That's boring.
The thought of doing nothing is like, no, it sucks. Now the idea of like, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Right,
what's your next one?
Back to Skip.
Classical music.
Oh.
You picked another one that hasn't hit me.
Would have really grated on me.
Really, as a kid?
Even up to like maybe late teens even. And then I started appreciating it. Now I love listening to it. The whole orchestration of it, I have a lot of appreciation for it. Still like all my rock and roll, too. Don't get me wrong. But I will admit, I was a music snob, and I think I was a worse person for it.
Hmm.
You know, there's lots of good music and lots of good genres, and to sit there and say, if it's not Rush or AC/DC, I'm not listening to it, blah, blah, that was, but I still liked it. But classical music can be...
I'm learning today
really
that I'm still a child. I got some room to figure some things out.
Andrew,
what do you got?
Sorry, my mic was off. Long car rides.
Yep, I had that too.
I still hate them.
You still hate them?
For the most part.
What did you get the sick Camaro for if you don't like driving?
Oh, no, I love driving short. Like, to me, a long car ride. Like, define a long car ride, because to me, it's like a 4 or 5 hour or more drive.
Yeah, 2+.
Yeah, like anything less than an hour or two is fine. But when you're getting into like half the day or more, that's still not pleasant to me.
Mm, there's something kind of nice about it.
Okay. I love driving on a vacation instead of flying.
It's a little bit
of a way. Oh, yeah. All when we go to Tennessee, that drive is great. 7 hour drive, and we have a blast.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a food. I really did not like green beans as a child, and now I appreciate them very much.
That's going to be high on the list. You could probably list a few more.
Always loved them.
Yeah. Did you? Green beans? I was always cool with them, too.
I've loved vegetables my whole life.
Really?
Probably why I'm tall. I don't know. I just never had a problem eating my vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, I ate the ones I was given, but I wasn't given the ones I didn't like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. To me, this is going in a completely different direction than some of these things, but obviously the similar idea. History. When I was a kid, I hated history. I didn't want to learn about what happened to a bunch of dead people. Now I am so fascinated by history. Yeah. Like, I spend my free time reading and learning about the past because it's so interesting. And so interesting how some things change and other things never do.
Right.
But learning about history is to me, as an adult, a lot of fun. And as a kid, I hated it.
I do love it as an adult. I loved it as a child.
Did you really?
It was my favorite subject. I loved it. Back then, I'm so old, they called it social studies.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it would be American history or whatever.
So what I hated about it as a kid was it was all memorization of dates and stuff. Like,
yeah,
it was just like, some of that. What happened on this date in 1922? Like, I hated that.
But sometimes it would get in like, okay, here's the Great Depression. That part wasn't new, but it was awesome because World War II was coming next.
And that's where the action starts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I gotcha. All right, what's next on your list?
I'm going to go similar to that. Documentaries.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Couldn't stand watching them. I mean, it's not...
patience.
It's true stuff. Who cares?
It's boring.
There's no pretty girls in it or whatever it might be. here's how icebergs are formed. And I mean, it's great.
I would probably watch that.
Yeah, whatever it is, it'd be great.
Yeah. That's a really good ad because I don't know what age I was, but I might have been... in my 30s before I came around on anything like a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good call. Andrew.
Okay, Andrew.
My brother.
Oh, you know, you could just make that siblings in general.
Yeah. I mean, I'm joking about the brother.
No, that's a great,
Yeah.
No, that's 100% true for me and my brother as well. Like, when we were kids, all you do is fight.
Yeah, you can't stand each other.
You're arguing.
But then,
you're competing for time and attention and resources.
But then you get older and you're like,
let's go hang out.
That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah. No, good call. That's a great call. 100%.
I'm going to say getting clothes as a gift.
Yeah,
there was nothing worse as a kid.
Yep.
And then you get to be about a teenager, you're like, you know, I could use some new socks.
Exactly.
Get that for Christmas. Yeah.
I would say
nice.
That changed in high school.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, it'd be like, new pants? What? That's for back to school shopping. That's not for Christmas.
I want to say it changed for me probably in my 30s. I still didn't like getting stuff. When I was 20, you know, there was still stuff. Hey, here's some cool thing, a paintball gun or whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't want a shirt. You know, but yeah, I do like it now.
No, that's a great call. How many more do we need? We need 4 more, right?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, 5 more. Oh, that's right, because I'm the last one in the rotation. All right. This is along the lines of the siblings. I'm not trying to double up on it, but I think it's a different thing. And it's not so much hate, but probably more resent or have a rivalry with authority. So your parents, like when you're a kid, they make all the rules. They make you do things you don't want to do. And you're always feeling like there's a clash. And then when you're an adult, you're like, God, they were smart. And they're still so smart.
And also,
they become your friends as opposed to.
Let's go to your parents' house and hang out or whatever. You can do stuff. You travel with them. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Back to Skip.
How about watching the news?
Oh, good one.
Still a kid.
You don't like to see it.
No, actually, I like real news.
Yeah. I don't want to watch an opinion show. No.
Thank you.
Going on.
All right, so I'm with you then.
It's tough to find it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, most people have their editorial spin on it. But if if something happens, like a big event happens, I like going and watching the coverage of it. Or if I've been busy all day, you come home and turn the news on to see what's happened in the world. It might even be sports, but man, when I was a kid, the worst. I want to go watch Star Trek or something like that, and we got to watch the 6 o'clock news. Oh, terrible. Yeah, and we're eating, so it's on it.
Mom and Dad had
that
to do
it. Brutal.
Andrew.
How about taking a shower? I hated taking a shower.
No, you know, when you're a kid, you hate that because it bites into any of your fun time. So, yeah.
I don't hate it now.
I agree. But I'm like,
it's the whole category.
But as a grown person, it is actually most times it's a positive experience.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are times you're like, I got to go fast, and you go fast. But most of the time, it's like, this is good and relaxing.
I'm going to say staying home. I do think that's different than doing nothing.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, just not going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's going out. What am I doing?
And then we need one more from Wheels.
All right. Kind of torn because it doesn't really apply to me, but I think it applies. And I want to nominate this one in honor of Dave.
Okay.
Since he's not here. When plans get canceled. When you're a kid and there's plans and all that, you're excited, you want to go, and they get canceled, and you're really disappointed. And as an adult, sometimes that's like, you know what? That's cool. It's cool and plants get canceled.
This might be one of the weirdest, like, it would be hard to put your finger on what this category is, not knowing
If you just read the nominations, you'd be like, I don't know. But I think it's going to make for a good competition.
So here's my question. Has the captain been listening now, or will we call him in on a tiebreaker cold?
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay.
It would be kind of fun to say, okay, what do you want? Classical music or olives?
Yeah.
What do you
like? Well, we'll see if the captain has to contribute. We'll come back and get to our final four. All right, we're moving through the Sweet 16 of things you hated as a kid, but now that you're an adult, realize are pretty awesome. Or at the very least, you've grown to them, if not love them. But I think we picked a lot of things that we seem to think are awesome.
Yeah.
So let's run through these really quick and get ourselves a match. I think it's going to be a tough Final Four when we get there. So the first matchup, we have olives, which was Skip's, and then canceled plans. So when you're a kid, you hated when plans got canceled, and then when you're an adult sometimes.
I still hate canceled plans, and I love olives. I'm going olives.
Andrew? No, it's all good.
Okay, so we're grading this on how much we like now
The thing that you used to hate.
Yeah.
Or maybe the gap between.
Yeah.
Despise olives, so canceled plans.
Go with olives.
Yeah, you know what? Because I did the nomination for Dave more than for myself, I'm going to go with the olives too.
Okay.
Because like I don't really hate plans. I'm okay with them, but I know a lot of people do just like the idea that that obligation is gone. So olives move on. I should probably write that down. All right, eggs versus documentaries.
Documentaries.
Eggs.
If you're just tuning in, what a weird question. Yeah.
I've loved eggs. All of them.
I got to go documentaries. Yeah. So documentaries advances. Sleeping versus siblings. This is a tough matchup because when you're a kid, you always hate your siblings. You're always rivals. And when you're a kid, there's nothing worse than bedtime or being forced to go to bed. And there's nothing better as an adult.
I think the gap between how badly I did not want to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Versus
how badly I want to go to bed now at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm going to go with sleeping as well.
Gotta go sleep.
I think that may be the one that may be our winner. That one's got a strong push.
Such a pendulum swing.
All right, similar thing. Doing nothing versus getting clothes as a gift.
Gift clothes.
Yeah, gift only because we have similar things. Like canceled plans are kind of like doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I agree. Getting clothes as a gift.
All right.
You know, when you're a kid, man,
it's the worst.
It doesn't even count as a present.
It doesn't. It's a wasted present.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. All right, so the getting clothes as a gift moves on. Classical music and your parents. Things you hated when you were young that you love now.
I'm going parents. I got to go classical music.
Yeah, I'll go classical music. I didn't like beef with my parents too much as a kid.
Parents. Uh-oh. All right, Ritz or Raj.
Well, classical music for me. I was never a big fan of that as a kid.
There you go. Yeah. Classical music moves on. Long car rides and watching the news. I will definitely choose car rides over that.
That's two good ones for me.
Yeah, long
that's
car
hard,
rides.
That's
is mine.
A hard one.
Car rides.
I'm going to go news.
I'm going to go news too.
Well, back to Raj.
Yeah, I guess I'd say news. I didn't like watching news when I was a kid, but as a family, we always used to watch 60 Minutes, which is kind of newsy. So, I mean, I grew up watching that, but not the regular newscast per se.
All right.
But
so
you always
like
wanted to watch something different, didn't you? You hated it. They made you watch it.
All right.
I like 60 Minutes.
Let's sneak in two quick ones. Green beans versus bathing. I'm going to go bathing is the bigger gap. Yep. All right.
Yeah, bathing.
History, learning history versus staying home.
Staying home.
History.
Stay home.
Hang home moves on. All right, getting ready to wrap up our Sweet 16 for this week. The Sweet 16 of things you hated as a kid, but now as an adult, you love. You just, you've gone 180 degrees. You've completely flipped, and we got a pretty good list, and I think some tough ones to get through. So we're down to the Elite Eight, and we have olives going up against documentaries. This is going to be tough, Skip. These are two of yours.
Yeah. I'm going to say olives because it was so, I mean, it wasn't just all of a sudden I'm 30. Like I said, I didn't even try them at all till I was in my 50s and now I love them. It's a big gap. Yeah. I'm going to go olives.
I'm going to go documentaries because I've always liked olives.
Andrew still hates olives. Let me guess. Documentaries.
Yeah. Documentaries.
I'm going documentaries just because that's maybe been the biggest flip for me. As a kid, I would have turned it off and run screaming. And now I actually turn them on purpose. So that's a big change. All right, sleeping versus getting clothes as a gift.
Ooh,
I'm definitely going sleeping. That's my number one seed.
I think getting clothes. I just remember, like I said, if you had five presents for Christmas, and the first one you open is clothes, you just feel like you were just shot in the head.
Dang it!
Why are you getting? Yeah, it's the worst. I go. I'm gonna go getting clothes as gifts.
I'll go sleeping.
I will say clothes.
Ooh, it's to the captain.
Well, that's a tough one. I still take naps and I love naps, but I used to hate them. I didn't enjoy getting clothes probably till I was in high school, I guess. But I think naps when I was a kid, that was almost like a punishment. So I think I'll have to stick with naps.
All right. Sleeping advances. Sleeping is just so great.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so great. All right. Classical music against watching the news. I'm going to go in the news for me.
I'm going to go classical music.
News.
I will also go news.
All right, because I'm still not on the classical music. I haven't come around on that. All right, so news advances, and then we got bathing, showering versus just staying home. Things you hated when you were a kid and now you appreciate.
I'm going to say staying home.
Me too.
I will say... Yeah, I'll say staying home.
Yeah, me too. That one's unanimous. Yeah. All right, so now we're down to the final four. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
Well, we're into a new month, obviously. But, man, can you believe half a year has gone by? And it's just crazy. And we're into selling a lot of 2025s.
Sounds crazy.
Including on the tracks. And they're just moving as fast as we can get them. Really, really a great buy there. But all of a sudden, we've got some good incentives now on the Silverados, and they slowed down. Silverado sales had slowed down a little bit. I don't know if it's inflation or whatever it's going, but they're starting to ramp up again. So, I mean, if you're looking for a truck, maybe it's because the brand new model year had less incentives, and so you were having smaller amounts off the price, but that price is getting bigger now. So we had a big Silverado month. I think we got a bunch coming in. You know, by and large, it's almost like the whole inventory problems of COVID and the supply chain that it results from that is almost completely in the rearview mirror. We don't have full parking lots yet because we're selling so many, but anything you need, we got.
Nice.
We got tons and tons of pre-owned vehicles with great incentives on them. We actually have some great incentives on pre-owned vehicles through a company called Car Bravo, a certification process that GM has done now, where we can give you good rates, sometimes even cash back on used vehicles, on pre-owned vehicles. So check that out, too, because it's a great way to save money. Hey, a two-year-old vehicle, that's really nice, save you a bunch of money off a new, so that kind of thing.
So that being back to normal that's relatively new.
I mean, we've been trying to be normal.
There.
Yeah, if you took a snapshot of our lots in 2019, it wouldn't look like it yet. It's getting there. But that's because our sales rate has been so good that when stuff comes in, we're getting all these big shipments, but we're selling most of them. I mean, I got four stores, and three of the four stores will maybe not sell as many as we get, but it's just a small number, and the other store sells more than we get, so it stays down, and then it'll all reverse roles the next month. And, you know, it's a slowly but surely getting back there. But it's nice to have good inventory. It's nice to have good selection. It's nice to have good options. Nice to get lots of trade-ins. And instead of fighting for your inventory every day, it's just coming in.
Good news. All right, we're to our final four. We got a couple of tough matchups. So we've got getting clothes Sleep Advanced, right? So it's sleeping against documentaries. Things you hated as a kid that you love now. What do you like more, sleeping or documentaries now?
Sleeping. I still think documentaries is such a big shift.
Sleeping.
Yeah. I like sleeping more than documentaries, so I'm going to go sleeping as well. Sleeping is advancing to the finals, and then we've got the news, watching the news, going up against staying home.
Watching the news.
Watching the news.
Yeah, I'll go news.
Oh, news we'll advances. See. All right. So
it was so brutal as a kid to have to watch the news.
No,
it was brutal.
Yeah, it was. It was worse than doing nothing. Yeah. It was actually the opposite.
It was doing something bad. I mean, I know for my generation, they were talking about, Watergate. I mean, there's stuff that you, as an 8-year-old or 5-year-old, you just had no interest in at all. It was just terrible.
All right. Championship matchup. Things you hated as a kid that you love now. Watching the news versus sleep.
I'm going to go back to watching the news for reasons I just said.
I'm going to sleep.
Hated
I got to go sleep.
News.
Oh, it's a tie. Roger, you get to break the tie.
Well, like I said, I was always a fan of 60 Minutes. Was kind of newsy, but sleep is the biggest difference for me, for sure. Definitely, I'm voting for that.
Says the, of course, the especially when you're a traffic guy that works both in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah. I got plenty of time to nap.
All right, sleeping wins. Thanks, Skip. Good to see you.
All right, thanks.